Welcome back to the Sheboygan High Gym for Girls Basketball. Dave Watson here along with Ray Bell as we get ready for the start of this game. A reminder, tonight's broadcast is an exclusive presentation of 1230 WSOO and the MHSAA. Redistribution, retransmission of tonight's events without the express written consent of Sovereign Communications and the Michigan High School Athletic Association is strictly prohibited. Starting lineups for tonight's game for Sioux High. Blue Devils will go with number 2, Haley Knowles, in the backcourt for Sioux High. Number 23, Jordan Haller, for the Blue Devils, also will be at a guard position for Sioux High. Also at a guard, number 44, Emily McLean. Also for Sioux High, number 2 is Haley Knowles. And number 14, as I mentioned, Lilia Laspa in the backcourt for Sioux High. Blue Devils also have number 24, Claire Erickson, in the low post, a young sophomore for Sioux High. Sioux High is coached by head coach Pat Bennon at the helm of the girls' varsity program in Sault Ste. Marie. Sioux High is also in their road blue uniforms with the white trim and the white numerals for tonight's game. The Kalkaska Blazers come in with that 4-9 record out of the Lake Michigan Conference. They're in their home white uniforms tonight for Kalkaska. And the Blazers will go with Jordan Disbro, number 4. She will start for Kalkaska with number 5, Lauren Judd, for the Blazers. In the Blazers starting lineup, number 34 for Kalkaska, Brianna Markham, also starting for the Kalkaska Blazers. It looked like Violet Porter is starting as well. Kind of hard to tell because Kalkaska has home white uniforms with blue trim, and the numerals are white with the blue trim. And I hate those kind of uties. And you see a lot of those, though, unfortunately, anymore.
Now that I'm up here with you, I totally agree.
When you were designing uniforms, you know, for your teams, or, hey, that looks good. It looks snazzy, but you're looking at it, of course, right in front of you as opposed to up high away from the action.
Yes.
Yeah, as a broadcaster, you don't like those. But that's the starting lineup for tonight's game for both teams. And number 34, Brianna Markham, in that lineup for Kalkaska as well. Kalkaska in their white uniforms, the blue trim, blue numerals, blue lettering with the K on their shorts. It's a block white K. And Sioux High in their road blues with the white trim, the white numerals, and the white lettering. Blazers come in 4-9. Sioux High right now at 12-1. District semifinal play. Good start for Sioux High is what we're looking for here, Ray, I think, here tonight.
Yeah, if you're Coach Bennon, you want to jump quickly on teams that you should handle, and you want to make it no contest as soon as you can.
Here we go as we're ready for the start of the game. They did a coin flip for the, of course, possession, Noah tip-off, and Sioux High won the coin flip, and they have the ball. Right wing side, dribble driving inside the paint. Losing the ball was Jordan Haller. McLean floats it underneath the Haller, puts it underneath the backboard, but she's fouled, and she'll go to the line.
A nice ball movement by Sioux High. Great entry pass into Haller, who draws the foul.
Jordan now to the line. We play 12 seconds, 7:48 to go, opening quarter. Foul on the Blazers. First free throw is in and out for Jordan. She'll shoot another.
And as a coach offensively, you want to get as many baskets in the paint as you possibly can.
Now it's going to be Haller. Second free throw coming up. And she connects. 1-0 Blue Devils. She makes one, misses one, full court press by the Blue Devils. They're up 1-0, 7:48 to go, opening quarter. Kalkaska with the ball. They'll bring it down. Number 4, Jordan Disbro. Disbro floats it across half court now. They'll work it there, holding onto the ball into the game for this Kalkaska team in that starting lineup, as they'll work it around to number 21. That's Wilkinson. Maddie Wilkinson loses the ball. Sioux High steals. Here comes Erickson. Erickson to the right hand, up and in for Sioux High.
And Sioux High's doing a little bit different press. They've got a zone press. Normally, you've seen them in a man press.
Disbro brings the ball down, left wing side on the perimeter, guarded by Alaspa on the three-point arc. Down low on the blocks, they'll work it back, free throw line extended. Wilkinson with the ball, dribble drive left hand, rolls off a screen to get away from Haller, and we have a foul on Sioux High. It looked like on a moving screen that Lauren Judd was fouled. And a foul is on Haller. 7:09 to go, opening quarter.
Yeah, you can't run over the screener.
Underneath the basket, Kalkaska ball. It's stolen away. They lob it outside. Here comes Erickson with another steal in transition to the left hand, up and in.
A nice start. You get two steals, convert to 4 points.
5-0 Blue Devils. Two easy layups for Erickson and a free throw by Haller. Here comes Kalkaska across half court. They'll work it around. This is Roost. Roost works it over to Disbro. Disbro hanging onto the ball. Disbro back outside. It goes Disbro with it again. Disbro swatted away by Alaspas. He gets it back. Jordan twisting, turning off the glass, and in. Nice play by Jordan Disbro.
Yeah, that was a great move.
5-2, Sioux High with the lead. We're just underway, district semifinals in Sheboygan. Dave Watson, Ray Bell in the old river town tonight. A foot outside the perimeter. They'll work it outside, back inside. Now left wing side for three. That's off the rim for Alaspa. Rebound underneath, goes out of bounds, and it will go back to Sioux High underneath.
To Kalkaska.
No, they give it to the Blazers. Like Ray said, Disbro on the inbounds. Baseball pass. Cross half court to Wilkinson. Wilkinson now right wing side, so peel back outside with the ball. Maddie Wilkinson left wing side with the ball underneath on the baseline. A little runner up and in for Disbro. She has 4 points. It's 5-4 Sioux High.
And not too good defensive possessions by Sioux High. Give up two easy baskets.
Knowles, right wing side, a foot outside the perimeter. This is up high in the post. McLean, couple dribbles underneath to the right hand and in. Emily McLean hits that shot. It's a 7-4 Sioux High lead. Full court press by the Blue Devils. Disbro gets it to Wilkinson. Wilkinson across half court. Wilkinson now at midcourt, guarded by Haller. Right wing side, Disbro for three, and she's hot. That's good from downtown. She has all 7 Kalkaska points. They tie it at 7.
And if you're Sioux High, that's the player you got to focus on and make her work harder to get shots.
Alaspa, left wing side, Haller open for three, and she drains from downtown.
The silent assassin out there for Sioux High on the three-point line.
Now Wilkinson across half court, left wing side guarded by Haller. Haller staying with her, and Wilkinson throws it away beyond the reach of Judd, and it will go back to Sioux High. And at half court, it will be Knowles on the inbounds. Kalkaska gets a substitution into the game, number 12. Shayna Whiteford comes in now for the Blazers.
And Sioux High's been doing a great job on their offense, getting good quality shots every time down the floor.
Haller up high in the post. Erickson floats it down low, batted away by the Blazers. It will stay Sioux High ball. 5 minutes to go, opening quarter. A 10-7 lead for Sioux High. Underneath, McLean in the inbounds. She'll lob it back outside Erickson. Erickson, one dribble, left side on the perimeter, now up top. They'll go down low. This is Haller, a little hook shot over the rim. Rebound underneath, Kalkaska. Blazers come down with it. They'll bring it down from there, and they'll push the ball down the floor into the hands of Wilkinson. Long pass underneath and beyond the reach of number 44, Parker, Violet Parker, and it will go back to Sioux High.
I think if Parker would have kept running, I think she would have caught that ball, but she stopped and kind of threw off the timing of the play.
My apologies. It's Porter, not Parker. I wrote it down wrong in the scorebook. Knowles, right wing side, foot outside the perimeter. This is Lily Kelgar into the game. Kelgar back midcourt. McLean pass underneath. Deflected away off of the Blazers. Sioux High ball. 10-7 Sioux High. 4:31 to go, opening quarter.
And the Sioux's got to reverse the ball one more time before they look inside. That's been covered both times they've tried it.
They lob it outside. Kelgar at the free throw line. Left wing side on the perimeter. This is McLean. McLean back to midcourt. Now Knowles. Knowles dribble drive right hand. Right wing side on the perimeter. Kelgar bounce pass McLean. Free throw line extended. Knowles swing pass left side. Haller for three, and it's good from downtown.
And that's good. That's one thing that Sioux High has to do is make perimeter shots.
13-7 Blue Devils. 4:09 to go in the opening quarter. Kalkaska pushes the ball down the floor. Disbro. Disbro, left wing side. She floats it underneath. Knocked away by Erickson. Here comes Sioux High in transition. Erickson now crossover dribble to her left. Puts it up. No good, but she's fouled.
Tell you, if I was Kalkaska, I might tell my team, don't pass the ball anywhere near Erickson, because three times they've attempted it, she's got 3 steals off those pass attempts.
On the floor foul on Whiteford of the Blazers. Underneath McLean in the inbounds. Up high in the post, left side, mid-range jumper. Kelgar, no good. Rebound Sioux High. Erickson, McLean. Kelgar up and in with the left hand.
A nice passing play. Little touch passes, got the open shot.
15-7 Sioux High, 3:40 to go in the opening quarter. Now up top, now Wilkinson gets her pocket picked, and Kelgar knocks it away. It will go back to Kalkaska. Disbro on the inbounds.
And that's what you want. Keep active hands, tip those balls away, get deflections.
Disbro lobs it now half court, works it around to Porter. Underneath, wide open is a streaking Disbro, and you're right, Ray. They have to keep an eye on her. She hits that shot to the right hand, and we get the buzzer to sound at 3 32 to go in the opening quarter, 15 to 9 Sioux High.
Yeah, and every shot she's had has either been a wide open layups or that open three.
Officials are conferring with the off-court officials there. The scorebook operators, Don Gustafson from St. Ignace, one of the referees. And the other young official now comes over, and they're calling the players back to half court. Now he's going to go give an explanation to Pat Bennett.
Wonder if there's a technical foul.
Could be.
Maybe a jersey.
Wrong number, perhaps?
Yeah.
They went looked at the scorebooks there. And now Knowles to the line. It is Haley Knowles shooting a technical. First free throw off the rim and out. She'll shoot another.
Some of my players have said the toughest thing it is to shoot a free throw when you're all by yourself.
Knowles bends at the knees. Second one's up and in. She drains one of two, and it will be Sioux High possession. They're up 16 to 9 on that technical. And Sioux High will inbound it at half court. Calgar gets it to Knowles, and the senior guard will walk the ball up the floor from half court. 3:25. Yeah, it was a roster malfunction there, Ray. And that happens so often in the districts. And now right wing side, which is amazing to me. Knowles there up high for three. No good. Rebound underneath. Erickson, and a foul on the Blazers underneath. And Erickson to the line.
That's why I personally always did the book in district play.
Yeah, I totally get it. Now Claire to the charity stripe for Sioux High. Whiteford, her second foul of the game. First free throw up, and it's good off the rim.
And that's good. You got to make your – one of the things in winning districts, regionals, you have to make free throws.
Erickson hit the first one. Haller will leave for the Blue Devils. They get a substitution into the game for Sioux High, and now the second one is up for Claire. She misses that one. Rebound goes back to Sioux High. Calgar underneath puts it up off the rim. No good. Rebound Sioux High. Erickson. McLean. Free throw line extended. Knowles for three. No good. Rebound Sioux High. Knowles on the putback puts it up off the rim. Rebound Mackenzie Bell can't hang on for Sioux High. She's in the game for Haller. Kalkaska will get the ball and they'll walk the ball up the floor. Wilkinson with under 3 minutes to go. Opening quarter 17-9 Sioux High. Now Disbro. Free throw line extended. Left wing side on the perimeter. This is Maddie Wilkins for three. Wilkinson rather. No good. Rebound ripped away by from McLean, and that was number 34 underneath, and the young lady Brianna Markham for Kalkaska, and it will be Blazer ball underneath.
Yeah, she really wanted that ball and went after it strong.
Now underneath the Blazers on the inbounds. They'll get it underneath to a streaking Wilkinson off the rim. No good. Rebound Sioux High. Blue Devils with it. Bell gets entangled and fouled by Wilkinson. Maddie's first. For Maddie Wilkinson on the floor, foul for Kalkaska. Underneath, Sioux High in the inbounds. And this will be a last but a walk the ball up the floor. Now Lily, left wing side on the perimeter, whistle on the play, some physicality underneath.
Official's timeout. Looks like a girl from
Kalkaska
maybe got an elbow or something.
And now the inbound will come in on the wing. For Sioux High, Alaspa, 17-9 Blue Devils, 2.5 to go opening quarter. Now Lily Calgar, Calgar McLean, Alaspa, dribble drive up top on the wing. She'll stop and pop, left side, no good. Rebound on the rim, foul on Alaspa as she bumped into the rebounder there. That's Bailey Roost, and it will be Blazer ball. 17-9 Sioux High, 2:24 to go opening quarter. First foul on Lily Alaspa.
Yep, but those are fouls that drive coaches nuts.
Yes. Yeah, there is no need for that one. And now Kalkaska will walk the ball up the floor. Calgar defends. Blazers now Wilkinson. Maddie gets the ball. Right wing side to Violet Porter. Porter back to Wilkinson. Porter, Wilkinson, now left side Whiteford for three. No good. Rebound bounces straight out to Sioux High. Into the hands of Erickson. Erickson in transition. Moving left side. Shot off the left hand off the rim. No good. Rebound Calgar and the Blue Devils. Calgar now to McLean. McLean up top on the left wing side. Now on the wing to the left side on the perimeter. Erickson from Calgar back to Lily. Calgar right wing side now. Mackenzie Bell for three off the rim. No good. Rebound into the hands of Kalkaska. Here come the Blazers. Blue Devils lead 17-9. Minute 40 to go. Opening quarter. Blazers, Disbro. Can't hang on to the ball. Dribbles off her knee out of bounds. Sioux High ball with 1:40 to go opening quarter.
Yeah, Disbrough was looking to try and get an easy basket and then realized she should pull up and just lost control of the ball there.
Now it will be Lily Laspa walking the ball up the floor. Laspa, Bell. Bell on the perimeter, rolls off a screen, rolls up top with the ball. McKenzie underneath to a streaking Kelgar, and she's fouled on the play and knocked over by the Kalkaska player, Whiteford, her third foul.
If this was hockey, that'd be a heck of a hip check.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah.
And now Kelgar to the charity stripe, third foul of the game on Whiteford. 1:26 left opening quarter, 17-9 Blue Devils. Now the lefty Kelgar misses the first one. She'll shoot another.
And then we got Haller coming in for McLean.
Erickson will leave.
And Haley Knows came in for Erickson.
Now Kelgar at the charity stripe. Second free throw is good. She makes one, misses one. 18-9 Blue Devils. Now Kalkaska with the ball. They'll push the ball up the floor. This is Wilkinson. Wilkinson hanging on to the ball. 1:20 to go. Haller defending. Now left wing side on the perimeter. Disbrough. Disbrough has Knowles on her. She'll float it underneath. Stolen by Kelgar into the hands of Sue Hines Knowles. Now the Blue Devils push the ball up the floor. Haley Knowles with 1:05 left to opening quarter. 18-9 Sue High. Left wing side a foot outside the perimeter. Dribble drive right hand Bell. Free throw line extended, Kelgar. Kelgar under a minute to go in the quarter, 18-9 Blue Devils. Knowles, dribble drive right hand, hands off to Alaspa. Alaspa underneath to a wide open Kelgar, off the glass and in.
Yeah, the sea parted right there for her. That was pretty easy.
20-9 Blue Devils, 40 seconds to go opening quarter. Kalkaska with the ball, left wing side, Haller defending Wilkinson. Wilkinson now pushing her way to the hoop. She'll twist and turn, nice move off the glass and in.
Yeah, very nice move.
20-11, Blue Devils with the lead. 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Mackenzie Bell in the corner baseline perimeter. Underneath the low blocks, Alaspa. Shot block goes out of bounds off of Disbrough. Blue Devil ball underneath. 24.2 seconds left in the quarter. And Sue High's up by 9.
And nice pass by Mackenzie Bell to get it inside to Alaspa.
Back outside at the charity stripe, Haller. Bounce pass Bell. On the perimeter, right wing side, Alaspa. Dribble drive left hand underneath the Knowles. It won't go. Rebound into the hands of Knowles. Knowles to Alaspa. Bell now head fake, drives the left lane, puts it up off the glass, no good. Rebound, it goes to Kalkaska. 6 seconds to go in the quarter, and the Blazers will push the ball down the floor. Disbrough puts it up. It's underneath the hoop, no good. And that's the end of the first quarter of play with the Sioux High Blue Devils right now. 20-11, they lead Kalkaska after one quarter of district semifinal action. Back in 1 minute on 1230 WSOO. Back at Sheboygan, 20-11. Blue Devils have the lead. Ray, your impressions of that first quarter for Sioux High?
Hey, 20 points in a quarter. Good start. Good defense.
Coach will take that every time.
Yep.
Mackenzie Bell, left wing side on the perimeter. She'll drive inside and gets her pocket pick. Gets the ball back. Nice play by Mackenzie. Kept her dribble from her knees. Gets the ball to Knowles. Right wing side on the perimeter, Alaspa. She'll drive inside. Shot blocked. And that was ill-advised to shoot that in a crowd of Kalkaska players. And here come the Blazers, Disbrough. Disbrough brings the ball across half court. And now on the charity stripe, Alaspa nearly stole it. Into the hands of the Blazers underneath. This is Roost. Whistle on the play. Blocking foul left side on Sioux High.
Yeah. Nice drive by Kalkaska. They caught Haller out of position to draw the foul on her.
Jordan with the foul. That is her second, and they will get her out of the game. Jordan Haller will leave. Blue Devils get Emily McLean back in.
And
Claire Erickson.
Yes.
Mackenzie Bell will have a seat with Haller. Underneath the Blazers basket, Roost now over to Porter. Porter kicks it outside, stolen by Kelgar, but the Blazers get it back. Roost. Roost now to over to Disbrough. Disbrough. Down low, bad pass. It goes out of bounds off of Kalkaska. Sioux High ball, 7:18 to go in the half. 20-11, Blue Devils up by 9.
Yeah, Sioux High is doing a good job of forcing Kalkaska into turnovers, trying to get the ball inside.
Disbrough. Right wing side, Knowles. Knowles up high in the post, McLean. Emily for Sioux High, hands off. This is Kelgar, open lane. Nice move, right hand up and in for Lily.
Yep, Sioux High did a good job getting all their players on the left side, open it right up for Kelgar on the right.
Now Wilkinson brings the ball down, rolls off her foot. She gets it back, kicks it back. Roost. Roost defended by Alaspa on the left wing side. Now rolling over to her left. Roost now back over right wing side. This is Disbrough for three over Knowles. Off the rim, hit the top of the backboard. Dead ball, Sioux High ball with 6:41 to go in the half and a 22-11 Blue Devil lead.
Yeah, Disbrough's a very good player. She's every time she shoots, it looks like it's going in.
She had 9 of the 11 points of the Blazers in that first quarter. Wilkinson had the other 2. Up high in the post, McLean. Emily back to the basket, turns, kicks it out. Right wing side, Alaspa. Now inside the charity stripe, McLean, beautiful pass to Kalgar. She couldn't hang on, and it goes out of bounds. Maybe just a little bit beyond her reach there, but she still should have been able to corral it. Slipped off her fingers, Kalkaska ball.
Yeah, Suhai's doing a great job of making a lot of backdoor cuts, getting easy opportunities to score.
Wilkinson across half court for Kalkaska. Kalgar defends. 6:10 to go in the half. 22-11 Suhai. Now right wing side. This is Roost. She'll rotate back on the perimeter to the right wing side. Back out it goes to Disbrough. Disbrough back to Wilkinson. Wilkinson defended by Suhai's Kalgar. Excellent defense by the Blue Devils. Now at the charity stripe, Disbrough floats it underneath. Porter off the rim, no good. Rebound Suhai. Here come the Devils in transition. 4 Blue Devils moving in. Erickson bounce past Knowles. Underneath, right hand, no good. It goes out of bounds. Back to the Blazers off of Suhai.
Nice, quick transition. Unfortunately, we just didn't finish off the deal at the other end.
5:47 to go in the half, 22-11. Suhai with a lead. They've led right from the tip. Full court press by Suhai.
Yep, and they've fallen back to their more traditional man-to-man press they use.
Wilkinson across half court, Kalgar defense. Now right wing side, Roost rotates over to the left. Up high in the post, right wing side, Disbrough open for 3. Is it a 3? Yes, it is for Disbrough. Her second of the game.
Suhai might be better off just not to rotate off of her.
Now there's a shot underneath and a foul as Kalgar went up, and she will go to the charity stripe. 5:24 to go in the half, 22-14 Blue Devils. Kalgar to the charity stripe. And a foul on Bailey Roost, her second.
And what's nice now is Kalkaska's in the penalty, so every time there's a foul on Kalkaska, Suhai will get free throws.
First free throw is good for Kalgar, 23-14 Blue Devils.
Good-looking, confident shot there. That's what you need in district play.
Now Lily takes her time, bends at the knees, no good. Rebound, Suhai McLean. McLean, Erickson, Alaspa. Right wing side for 3. There's Knowles, and that's off the rim. No good. Bounces up in the air. Suhai picks it up. Erickson to the left hand. No good. Rebound, Blue Devils, Kalgar. 1 dribble. Back out to McLean. McLean has trouble with it. Gets it back. Down low on the blocks, Kalgar. Left wing side on the perimeter, Erickson. Free throw line extended. This is played by Alaspa. 5 minutes to go in the half. 23-14, Suhai. Now up top. Dribble drive left hand. Knowles throws it away, looking for McLean in a backdoor cutter. Beyond her reach. Kalkaska ball, 4:55 to go in the half. Devils up by 9.
Yeah, McLean picked and popped instead of picking and rolling, and she would have been open on the roll.
Now a full court press by Suhai. Porter and a give and go to Disbrough. Disbrough make it Wilkinson. Nice move to the hoop, to the right hand and in.
Yeah, Suhai twice has done.
Let me take care of that. We don't need that anymore.
Yeah. Oops.
And put that back. And sorry about that, folks. As Suhai gets the ball back, this is going to be played by Erickson. Erickson now right wing side over to Kalgar. Kalgar left hand, odd angle shot, no good. Into the hands of Kalkaska, 23-16 Blue Devils. And the Blazers have the ball. Now Wilkinson. Wilkinson now right wing side on the right hand. Kicks it back over, left side for 3. That is good from downtown. It's Disbrough again.
Yeah, you can't leave her open. She would be a player you just... stay on her.
Now Knowles down low, left corner on the baseline, loses the ball, goes out of bounds. Lead is down to 5, 23-19. Suhai with a lead. Disbrough's hit a couple of threes. Wilkinson with a layup, and all of a sudden it's a ball game.
Yep, Suhai's scored 3 points in 4 minutes of play, so not a good second quarter. Kalkaska's done a good job of being kind of methodical, being patient, not getting into a running-gun game because they can't play that. And the 2 times Suhai has tried to zone press, Kalkaska has burned them for easy buckets.
23-19 Suhai. Lead is now down to 4, rather. It's a 4-point Blue Devil lead, and Knowles will go to the charity stripe here in a moment. Wise timeout by Pat Bennett at the right time here.
Yeah, ironically, I'm thinking, hey, you better call a timeout. And he was doing that coach thing, calling the timeout.
And they're discussing things on that sideline. The winner of this game will get the winner of the second game, district semifinals, Boyne City and Sheboygan. It's a coin flip in that one. Boyne City had a good year in the Lake Michigan Conference, but that's an improved Sheboygan team as well. Those two will tip it off after this one ends, and then the two winners will meet on Friday at 7 here in Sheboygan.
Now, what I always liked in district play is when you see that kid who's had a decent year, but all of a sudden they rise to the occasion. They play their best basketball going out as a senior.
4:09 to go here in the half. 23-19, Sioux High with a lead. They've led the whole way. Kalkaska's hit a couple threes thanks to Jordan Disbro. Maddie Wilkinson has hit a nice layup, and now it's just a four-point lead for the Blue Devils. Out of the timeout, Knowles will be shooting free throws for the Blue Devils as she was fouled by Julie Moore. Now to the line, Knowles. Takes her time. Haley puts it up, and that's off the rim and straight out, no good.
And this is also part of the reason why the game has gotten close, is the Sioux High is only making one out of two on their free throws and allowing the door to be open.
That one's not going to hit either. It rolls off the rim, and the rebound in the hands of Kalkaska. 4 minutes to go here in the half. 23-19, Sioux High with a four-point edge. Disbro off to Wilkinson. Wilkinson at midcourt, guarded by Calgar. Dribble drive to the right hand. Now so crossover dribble. Calgar nearly got a hand on it. She did. Knocked away, but she gets it back. Maddie Wilkinson. Wilkinson on Erickson. There's a block shot for Claire. Erickson in transition in the outlet. Left wing side, Calgar. She's driving underneath. Left hand layup won't fall. Rebound goes to Kalkaska. Down by four of the Blazers. 3:35 to go in the half. 23-19 Sioux High. Disbro now with the ball. Jordan Disbro off the hand of Wilkinson. Wilkinson corrals it. Guarded by Calgar. Now Wilkinson up top now, midcourt with the ball is Porter. Porter has Erickson on her, back out to Disbro. Disbro crossover dribble on Knowles. So drive underneath to the right hand. She goes off the rim, no good. Rebound, and Sioux High tried to grab it away. It's a jump ball possession. Emily McLean with the rip away from the Kalkaska player, number 34, Brianna Markham. But the arrow goes to the Blazers. Underneath, they will inbound it underneath their own basket. Kalkaska down by 4, 23-19. Swing pass, left wing side, Disbro back underneath to Wilkinson. And Don Gustafson saying she was shoved out of bounds by Calgar. That's a good call.
Yeah, it was. And not a foul needed. There's no way she's going to score. Just play good defense. Get your behind down and bend those knees.
Underneath, Kalkaska on the wing. This is Porter. Wilkinson on the right wing side of the perimeter. Calgar defends at the charity stripe, played there by Markham. Markham, right wing side, Disbro in the low blocks. Porter. Porter back to Disbro. Disbro, dribble drive, mid-range jumper, short. Rebound underneath. And we get a jump ball, and the arrow will go to Sioux High. McLean ties up Markham underneath. She gets the jump, and Sioux High will get the ball back.
Disbro is very good. She'll pump fake, one dribble, pull up and shoot. Not a lot of players have that skill level to take that shot.
2:50 to go in the half. Sioux High up by 4, 23-19 in girls basketball. District semifinals in Sheboygan. Winner moves on to the championship Friday. Alaspa for three. Left wing side no good. Rebound underneath. Stolen. Nice hustle, Calgar. Back to Knowles. In the low block, McLean. Couple dribbles. Back to the basket. Puts it up. No good. Off the glass. Cold shooting is Sioux High all of a sudden. And here come the Blazers. 23-19, Blue Devils with the lead. And now this is Maddie Wilkinson across half court. Calgar defends. Wilkinson hanging onto the ball. Wilkinson right wing side. Calgar right on her now. Driving the right lane. Wilkinson whistle on the play. And a contact on that right wing side on Sioux High.
Yep. And by Sioux High having all these fast breaks that they're not scoring on, it allows for quick shot. Kalkaska then can control the ball on offense and kind of wear Sioux High out.
Blazers underneath on the inbounds. Mackenzie Bell's into the game. Calgar out with those two fouls. Underneath, reach and foul. Wilkinson gets fouled by Bell.
And that's kind of a sign things aren't going well, because instead of moving your feet, you're reaching.
Yep. Underneath, this is the Blazers on the inbounds. Now the Blazers looking to try to inbound it underneath their own basket. Swatted away. Disbro had it knocked away by Knowles. Disbro gets it back, and Haley with the foul as Jordan took it right to her.
Yep, and anytime you reach across the player's body, even if you get all ball, you're never going to get that.
Sioux High's reeling right now, Ray. They're kind of like backs up against the wall type of thing. Just very uncomfortable.
Yes.
Disbro at the charity stripe. That's up and in.
Give Kalkaska credit. Disbrow's their best player. They're being patient. Wilkinson's doing a great job handling the ball.
Three-point Blue Devil lead. Two-point Blue Devil lead. Disbrow hits both free throws, 23-21. Suhai has not scored in a while since the 2 points in a free throw by Calgar. Now here comes Alaspa. Open lane left side. There it is to the left hand. Up and in.
And that's a big basket. Suhai needed that.
25-21, Suhai with the lead, and Kalkaska throws it away, and the Blue Devils get it back in the minute 48 to go in the half, up by four.
And now if you're Suhai, you want to score, you want to get the momentum back on your side with only a minute 48 left going into halftime.
They get Merkham out of the game to the Blazers. Suhai in the inbounds. They'll kick it out to Alaspa. Knowles, right wing side, Haley. Haley down low on the blocks, a little baby hook shot. McLean, it's short. Rebound underneath, and a foul on Emily McLean. A lot of silly, unnecessary fouls by Suhai right now.
Yeah, because it was 7-3 last I looked, and all of a sudden five fouls, silly, undisciplined fouls.
Taking to the charity stripe will be Bailey Roost for the Kalkaska Blazers. 1:41 to go here in the half. 25-21, Suhai. Roost at the charity stripe. 1-1. It's no good, and it's taken by Suhai. And now the Blue Devils, McLean on the outlet to Bell. Mackenzie Bell, swing pass left side, Knowles. On the wing to the perimeter, Alaspa rolls up top. Now Lily, Haley, Knowles, a terrible pass, short. Numbers weren't there as she wanted Erickson, and two white shirts were there in front of her. Picked up there by Wilkinson. Wilkinson now on the perimeter to the right wing side. Down low, one dribble, puts it up, no good. And a foul on McLean.
Yep, and Suhai falls in this rut. They score a couple of easy baskets, and then they come down and try and force the ball inside and turn it over.
Roost to the charity stripe, and Alyssa DeMolin will come into the game as Pat Bennett has to reach more into that bench because of the fouls.
And that's what happens in district play.
In and out for Roost. She'll shoot another. And Alyssa DeMolin is a player I like a lot. You do too. And,
yes.
She's not going to hurt you at all. Now Roost at the charity stripe. And that second one is no good. And a rebound. Over the top, foul on the Blazers. That one goes to Porter, and back we go the other way.
Yes.
Foul City, not Sheboygan tonight.
Yeah. And the team that wins the battle of the free throw line may win this game the way it's going right now.
25-21, Suhai with the lead, 1:14 to go here in the second quarter. It was 20-11 Blue Devils at the end of the first. It has not been a good second quarter for the Suhai Blue Devils, and Erickson hits the first free throw.
And good-looking free throw. That's what you expect one of your best players to do, is step to the line and knock those down.
She's had a nice game tonight.
Yes, she has.
Now Erickson.
And I think for Suhai to go some distance, she's got to play good games.
Yeah, even when they've played bad, I mean, she does all the little things. She may not be the top scorer. The DeWitt game, she was a huge factor. Now was Claire Erickson. Wilkinson. Cross half court as Erickson hit both free throws. 27-21 Blue Devils, a 6-point Suhai lead late in this quarter. And the Blazers turn it over. Wilkinson had nowhere to go with the ball. And they call it an infraction on the Blazers and a timeout on the floor. Suhai ball.
Yeah, good timeout, I'm assuming, by Kalkaska, because they've had the momentum this quarter, so they want to keep it, not give up another basket. Go in, worse, down by six, maybe down by four.
And here it is, the Blue Devils right now with a 27-21 lead over this Kalkaska team as you listen to Blue Devil girls basketball on 1230 WSOO Sault Ste. Marie. Emily, I missed it myself, but we got the legal ID at seven minutes after six. And she wanted to go early, and I went late, so it don't matter on that legal ID. We get it in, and it's a 1:02 left here in the half, 27-21. Suhai with the 6-point edge here. And, they're struggling, but they just find a way to just keep on staying ahead. That's the thing in all these games other than the Marquette game. They go through their woes, which they are right now, trying to get out of this funk.
Yeah.
But it just seems like they find a way to get out of it.
Yes. Makes it kind of stressful coaching, though.
I would have to think so. And now midcourt, This is played by the Blazers. Wilkinson. Wilkinson underneath. 50 seconds to go. They turn it over to Erickson. Stumbled. She was in a tough spot to get that ball anyways. Near the baseline, it will be Blazer ball on their end of the floor. 50.3 seconds to go here in the half. 27-21. Sioux High with the lead. Kalkaska on the inbounds. Underneath their own basket. Now the Blazers looking to get it in. They're going to get a violation here. They didn't get it in time. Great defense by Sioux High.
That and that play was so slow developing and late. You got to be quick.
Sioux High will get it back with 50.3 seconds to go in the half and a 27-21 Blue Devil lead. Alaspa cross half court. Now Alaspa. Underneath, this is Erickson. One dribble, back out, right wing side. Knowles for three off the rim. Rebound, Claire rips it away. Erickson underneath to DeMolin, it won't go. Loose ball rebound, she gets it back. DeMolin's shot won't fall. Another chance, and she's fouled. And that's what I like about Alyssa DeMolin. She'll go to the charity stripe.
Yep, she did. She shot. She got in position to get the rebound, watched the ball, went up at its highest point and grabbed it. And now she gets rewarded going to the charity stripe.
Disbro, her first, sending DeMolin to the line. Now Alyssa, first free throw is good. 28-21, Sioux High, lead is 7. Now DeMolin takes her time. Second one, a short rebound, goes to Kalkaska, and the Blazers will push it down the floor. This is Wilkinson. Wilkinson across half court. Wilkinson guarded by Knowles, and a whistle on the play. We have a foul away from the basketball. And a hold.
Yep. So
on the Blazers.
Yep. So now Sioux High fouled the Blazers' best player on the free throw line, which is not what you wanted.
No. Foul on Sioux High, rather. Disbro to the line. Mackenzie Bell, her second foul. First free throw, good.
Yep. Disbro was coming off a screen, and Mackenzie reached out and grabbed her to keep her from getting open.
Disbro, the charity stripe, puts it up. 17 points for Disbro. Rebound goes to Sioux High. And now here come the Blue Devils. It was DeMolin on the rebound. Mackenzie Bell slips off her hand. She loses the ball. And now here comes Kalkaska. Disbro twisting through the lane. Puts it up. No good. Rebound Sioux High. Erickson. Here comes Sioux High with a 28-22 lead. Erickson across half court. Driving nearly traveled. Shot no good. The horn sounds. That's the end of the first half of play. With the score, Sioux High 28. And the Kalkaska Blazers 22. We will take a break, come back with the first half stats and much more from Sheboygan in the Sheboygan High Gym. And at the half, the Blue Devils lead 28-22 in girls basketball district semifinals on 1230 WSOO. Welcome back to Sheboygan. Well, March Madness is here in Sioux High 28-22. They have the lead over the Kalkaska Blazers at the half. Not the best second quarter for Sioux High. They had a big lead going into the quarter, and that's why they have the lead. They have continued to have the lead going into the halftime break. Here's the first half stats of the game. Kalkaska led by Jordan Disbro with 18 points in that first half. And Disbro with 18 for the Blazers, 4 points from Wilkinson. No one else on Kalkaska has scored tonight. And that's been the story in this game.
Yeah. I mean, if you're guarding Disbro, you don't leave her. There's too many times that they've left to stop somebody else, and she gets left wide open for a shot. You double her every time she touches the ball.
18 for Disbro, 4 for Wilkinson. No one else has scored for Kalkaska. They had 22 points. Free throws, 3 of 6 are the Blazers in that first half. They connected on 4 2-point field goals and 3 threes. 11 points in the first quarter, 11 in the second quarter for this Kalkaska team. Sioux High in the first half, they had 8 points from Lily Kelger and 7 from Claire Erickson, and as well 7 from Jordan Haller in that first half. 2 points from Lily Alaspa. 2 from Emily McLean, 1 from Alyssa DeMolin, and 1 from Haley Knowles. Fouls? Fouls were an issue for Sioux High. They have Lily Kelger, Jordan Haller, Mackenzie Bell all have 2 fouls each, and so does Emily McLean. 1 foul for Lily Alaspa and Haley Knowles in that first half as well. Sioux High had 20 first quarter points, 8 second quarter points. Ray, I said to you on the break, Suhai has been masterful against opponents this year, shutting down the opponent's best player, going back to Nicole Kameen of Escanaba. How about in Senegnes?
Schultz.
Schultz. She had 0 points in that game. They are masterful at it. You and I were saying off the air, Pat Bennett does a very good job of game planning, him and his coaching staff of Scott Love and Jimmy Bennett. This is the first time I've seen Suhai letting the opponent's best player leak out and score at will, and that's what Jordan Disbrow did in that first half. It's astonishing. It really is.
Yeah, I mean, she's an excellent player, has a good shot, but I've coached against Pat. He's very good at looking at individual players, their moves, and what they do, and focusing on that key to stop the offense. She sets a screen. She rolls off. Sue's flock to the ball, leave her open for wide open threes.
Suhai had a good first quarter. That's why they're in lead, 28-22. The second quarter was the issue, and that's how the Blazers were able to chip it down to 4 at one point. But right now, Suhai at the 28-22 lead. And what do you think's being said in the locker room here? Obviously, look for number 4. It would be at the top of, I think, the list.
Yeah, that would be at the top of the number 4. You have to stop her. And on offense, you get a fast break. You got to put the ball in the basket, because if you come down, don't score, Kalkaska's getting the ball. They're milking the clock. They're taking the momentum. Suhai's on the back of their feet. If you don't score the layup, you got to run your offense. Be patient. Too many times, Suhai doesn't reverse the ball. They're looking to try and score all the time off one or two passes. Sometimes in district, regional play, you have to be able to run that offense. Maybe reverse it 2 or 3 times to work the ball so you get the shot you want. It's not the regular season where it's going to be 1 or 2 pass, drive, get an easy layup.
Suhai right now with a 28-22 lead over the Kalkaska Blazers. And, yeah, you turn the sound on, like, wait a minute, guys are making it sound like they're losing. No, they're winning, Suhai is, but, they are not playing their best basketball right now. That's just the bottom line, and we're painting that picture to you. But they do have the lead by 6 at the break, 28-22 over the Kalkaska Blazers. We'll take a 2.5-minute break and come back with the second half here coming up, 1230 WSOO. Back in Sheboygan, we start the second half of girls basketball. Kalkaska, after a long possession, turns it over. Suhai brings it down. That's Erickson, and Claire is fouled. She'll go to the line as she stole the ball up top, and she will go to the charity stripe for Suhai.
This is kind of like deja vu. This is how we started the first quarter. Claire stealing the ball and going down, hopefully this time scoring on the 2 free throws.
First one up and in. That one looked very fluid and smooth. Good arch to it.
Yes.
29-22 Suhai. Early third quarter. 7.5 minutes left here in the quarter. We played 30 seconds. Both free throws. Nothing but nylon for Erickson. It's 30-22 Suhai. 7:25 to go here in the third quarter. And here comes Maddie Wilkinson. Wilkinson across half court with a ball. Wilkinson back. It goes to Disbrow. Disbrow loses it. Suhai Knowles. Knowles loses it. Tries to get it back. Erickson almost had it. And Roost gets entangled with her. Suhai gets the jump ball possession.
A nice job by Haley Knowles. She left her person to stop Disbrow, who was going to had a lane for the basket.
Blue Devils bring the ball down. This is Knowles. Knowles, left wing side on that perimeter. They'll work it around. This is picked up there by McLean. McLean, back it goes. Knowles, and now Erickson, rather. Shot over the rim, no good. Rebound goes back to Kalkaska, and the Blazers push the ball down the floor. Jordan Disbrow. Disbrow, right wing side underneath. Erickson swatted away, and here come the Blue Devils. This is Knowles in the outlet in transition to Haller underneath, and she's fouled on the play. Jordan to the line.
And that is a good get the ball. If you're not going to score the layup, draw the foul so you can go to the charity stripe, and you're also putting a Kalkaska player potentially in foul problems.
Wilkinson has 2 fouls now. So does Disbrow. Haller at the line for his free throw. Good for Suhai.
And that's been one of Jordan's strengths, is her shooting ability.
8 points for Haller, the senior for Suhai. And Haller's second free throw, and nothing but nylon. Blue Devils up 32-22. Lead is up to 10. 6:47 to go in the third. Wilkinson gets the ball. back from Disbrough. They throw it across half court. Haller gets a hand on it to McLean. Long entry feed, McLean. Knowles puts it up, no good. The follow for Suhai Erickson, it won't go. Rebound, Disbrough. Disbrough for the Blazers, gets it to Wilkinson. Wilkinson brings the ball down with 6.5 to go in the third. Suhai up by 10, 32-22. Now this is Roost. Roost with the ball. Roost over right wing side. Wide open for three off the rim. No good for Disbrough. Rebound Suhai Erickson in the outlet. Quickly to Knowles. Knowles now has two players with her. Puts it up with the left hand. No good. The follow is up and in for Haller.
And smart move by Jordan to get in position.
Kalkaska wants a timeout. Good start to the third quarter. 34-22. Blue Devils up by 12.
Yes. They look more focused going up for the layups.
And a timeout by the Kalkaska Blazers and their head coach, Cassie Berksem, Of course, I remember back a few years ago, Suhai, Pat Bennett, and the Blue Devils could not beat Kalkaska. Kalkaska won this district like 3-4 years in a row. Dave Dalton was the coach. Dave had some tremendous programs. And Maddie Wilkinson's sisters were on that team. I think there was two other Wilkinsons. And Kalkaska beat Suhai in a district semi in Grayling and one in Kalkaska, too. And this is a program over the years. Their problem is they couldn't get over the hump of the quarterfinal. They run into Julie Philpas' Houghton Gremlins. And Julie Philpas and the Gremlins are playing Escanaba tonight. Trap game for Nicole Kamen and Escanaba, I think. Look out for Houghton. They have to be ready, Escanaba. Yes. Escanaba's hot going in that game, though. They've won 7 in a row. Kamen had 45 the other night against Gladstone. There's a three left side. Disbrough hitting that, and that makes it 34-25. Lead down to single digits. Suhai with the ball, Alaspa. Alaspa, Haley Knowles. Knowles with the ball. She'll hang on midcourt. Free throw line extended. Erickson. Now right wing side, Alaspa. Knowles blocked. They find Erickson, who dribbles underneath to the right hand and in.
And that's good to do the pick and roll, post up Erickson, and have her finish inside.
Erickson has 11 points, and the Blue Devils have a 36-25 lead over Kalkaska. And now the Blazers across half court. This is Maddie Wilkinson. Wilkinson to Roost. Roost drives the left lane, puts it up over McLean. No good. The follow. The rebound goes to Suhai. Erickson, long entry feed. Chased down by Alaspa. Couldn't hang on. The pass was too far for her. She had to walk a tightrope on that baseline. Couldn't do it. Tough play. Kalkaska ball.
She almost pulled it off, though.
Yes, she did. And she was watching that black paint. She couldn't get her feet corralled, though. It was a difficult play to make. Now this is Porter, nearly swatted away by Erickson. Porter hanging onto the ball, knocked away at half court, full court press, Suhai. Haller underneath to Erickson, up and no good, but she's fouled. And clear to the line.
Yeah, fortunately for Suhai, Kalkaska got the ball into a player's hand who did not want to dribble and was kind of stuck.
Yeah, and very awkward in that situation.
Yes.
And didn't want to be there. Foul is on the Blazers. That's Porter, her second. And Erickson hits the first free throw. And she has been dynamite from the line. One, two, three, four. She's 7 for 7.
That's good.
Hopefully it didn't jinx her.
Nope.
8 for 8.
So that's the player we want to make sure you have.
Ball going to the line.
Yes.
38-25. Lead is 13 for Suhai. Roost pushes the ball across half court on Kelger. Roost hands off, and the player wasn't ready for it. That was Markham. Loose ball. Rugby scrum ensues at half court, and it's a jump ball possession on the play as Suhai hustles after it. It will be Blazers ball with 4:47 to go here in the third, and a 38-25 Suhai lead.
And Suhai has really stepped up their defense a lot more. Energy and enthusiasm on the defensive end.
Roost to Disbrough. Disbrough defended by Alaspa. Back to midcourt. They'll work it around Roost. Roost inside the perimeter. Stolen away. Here comes Suhai Alaspa. Alaspa has Kalgar with her. She'll drive and transition. Up and in, and the foul for Lily Alaspa.
And we talked about Erickson. We want on the free throw line. If I want the ball on a fast break, I want Alaspa with the ball in her hands going up because she has a good job of getting that ball in the basket and drawing the foul.
Talked about Roost with her third foul. You talk about free throw shooting and finishing your layups and transition play. They've corrected that here in the second half.
Yeah, they must have heard my halftime analysis.
Pat might have mic'd you when he was up here. And Alaspa hits the free throw, and it's 5-point lead, or a 5-point for Alaspa. She connects on the 3-point play. 41-25, and Blue Devils with 4:32 to go here in the third. Now they're cooking with gas.
And this is kind of the Blue Devil team we've seen all year. Sometimes not so good the first half, but that third quarter has been dynamite for them, especially looking to St. Ignace.
Escanaba, Marquette. And here tonight, as this game at the break was 28-22, Sioux High. After not a good quarter for the Blue Devils in the second quarter, Jordan Disbrough had a big first half with 18 points, but the third quarter has been the difference here as Sioux High has put the foot on the pedal, and they have the lead 41-25 coming out of the timeout with 4:32 to go here in this third quarter of play. Dave Watson, Ray Bell from Sheboygan High Gym in Sheboygan, Michigan, district semifinals and District 34 in Division II. Broadcast engineer is Sheboygan's own Emily Pentecost, as she's working our variable resistors for us back at the Radio Sioux Studios in Sault Ste. Marie. Full court press by the Blue Devils. Second game tonight, Boyne City and the host Sheboygan Chiefs. And the winner of that one will get the winner of this one Friday at 7 here in the Old River Town. Disbrough, baseline runner over the rim. She grabs the rebound, dribbles out to the perimeter for three, and she drains that.
I mean, she was wide open. Casually turns around. I wasn't sure she was going to shoot.
41-28, Sioux High with a lead, 4:10 to go here in the third. Now it's played over to Haller. Haller hanging out of the ball. Haller over her head now to Calgar. Calgar, Alaspa, Charity Stripe, McLean. Nice pass. One dribble, Erickson, no good, and she's fouled. 8 for 8 from the Charity Stripe, and she's going for more on a beautiful pass from McLean.
Well, McLean is such a good passer. Mm. It's a natural fit for her to be at the high post, dumping it down low to Erickson.
And Claire Erickson, the sophomore to the Charity Stripe, third foul of the game on Porter for the Blazers for his free throw short. First miss,
well,
8 for 9.
That's pretty good, I'll take that.
Yeah. Alaspa will leave. And the Blue Devils with Calgar in there with Knowles and Haller, McLean, Erickson at the Charity Stripe. Second free throw, that's good for Claire. 9 of 10 from the Charity Stripe for the sophomore. Sioux High 42-28 with a lead. And a full court press by Sioux High. Hallard with the swat away. Back to the Blazers. Reach and foul on Knowles, her second.
Yeah, you don't want to reach for the ball. You just want to force them into the sideline where you can trap them.
3:55 to go here in the third. Inbounding pass. They throw it away to the Blazers. That excellent coverage defensively by Sioux High, and the Blue Devils get it back at their end of the floor.
Yeah, Sioux High has changed their press. They're now really denying the ball, and Haley Knowles is kind of double-teaming that entry pass.
Now this will be inbounded outside. They'll float it out to Erickson. Right wing side, Haller, and the low block. McLean turns, shoots her right hand off the rim. Rebound into the hands of Disbrough and the Blazers. Now Jordan Disbrough pushes the ball left wing side, defended by Knowles. Jordan Disbrough on that perimeter, about a foot outside the perimeter, kicks it back outside, now over to McLean. McLean, or make it Wilkinson. Wilkinson rolls off a screen to get away from Haller. Now right wing side for three, that's no good. Rebound in the hands of Sioux High. Erickson on the outlet. Calgar underneath to a streaking Haller to the left hand and in.
Nice finish by Jordan to put that ball in the basket.
44-28, Blue Devils with the lead. They pushed the lead to single to double digits. Disbrough with the ball, crossover dribble. Now kicks it back. And that 16-point Blue Devil lead with 3 minutes to go here in the third. Jordan Disbrough at the Charity Stripe. They'll work at the Markham. Markham nearly had it swatted away by Haller. Wilkinson on the left wing side. Wilkinson twisting through the lane. Tough shot in and out. Rebound in the hands of Sioux High McLean. McLean on the outlet. Right wing side. Haller right in the floor. Jordan now around Disbrough. Up and in. And the Blue Devils with a 46-28 lead here in the third quarter of play with several turnovers created and then hitting their transition buckets. Now there's a three. Wilkinson, no good. Rebound, Erickson. She'll run the floor to Calgar. Shot, no good. The follow up, and that's good for Erickson and the Blue Devils.
And it's amazing how much difference it makes. You make those transition baskets, you got more energy on your step, you get more steals, and it becomes a cycle.
48-28, Sioux High by 22, 15 to go here in the third. Kalkaska ball. Blazers, charity stripe. They'll work it around. Markham in the low block, swatted by Kelger. Here comes Kelger. She'll chase down the ball to Erickson underneath. One dribble, and it's stripped away by Wilkinson. Goes off of Maddie, and it will be Suhai ball underneath. Substitutions, Mackenzie Bell and Alyssa DeMolin come in. Haller, who had a tremendous quarter, will leave. And it will be Lilia Laspa checking in for Erickson, who was outstanding as well. Erickson and Haller, big time in this quarter.
Yeah, they did great job finishing and getting baskets.
Left wing side down low on the baseline, rolling up top, Alaspa to Bell. Back to Lily. Now back to Alaspa. Alaspa in a crowd of Blazers, kicks it out for three, right side, Bell in and out. Rebound to Mullen, and she tries to come down with it. Travel as she hit her backside there. She had it over her head and tried to correct it, but by then it was a travel and it will be Kalkaska ball.
But as usual, she did the job of getting in the right spot at the right time.
Like I said, any other team, I mean, she's getting more time, and she gave Suhai some great minutes in the second quarter when they had kids in foul trouble.
Yes, she did.
Now full court press by the Blue Devils, and a whistle on the play, Roost on the inbounding pass, and it's a foul on Alaspa and Suhai. Lily's second. Now Kalkaska on the inbounds. Roost pushes the ball up the floor. Now Roost, crossover dribble. This is Lauren Roost, or make it Lauren Judd. Judd now gets it back outside. They'll work it there. Judd, Roost, back to Judd. Judd underneath, puts it up. Whistle and a foul. You think she sold that?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to nominate her for an Oscar off that performance.
I'll throw in a Golden Globe as well. And she'll go to the line. Will Lauren Judd for Kalkaska. 48-28, Suhai, 1:34 left here in the third quarter of play. First foul of the game on DeMolin. Judd bends at the knees. First free throw, no good.
The ball she'll don't lie.
The Sheboygan Chiefs getting ready for their game here tonight as they walk behind us on one of the balconies. It's a much improved Chiefs team. They'll take on Boyne City in the district semifinal. And the second free throw up and in. Made one, missed one for Judd. And now this will be Kelgar bringing the ball down. Right wing side on the perimeter. This is Knowles. Swing pass, free throw line extended. Alaspa bounce pass to Mullen. And a whistle on the play. Jump ball possession. Arrow goes to Suhai. It's one of the things always bugs me with a low post player. They throw those bounce passes. Get it up high. Get it not down at the waist.
Yeah, if it's me posting up, that'd be a great pass, but the post player, it's got to be up high.
Underneath Kelgar, down low Bell. Bell drives the baseline, dribbled right off her foot. Kalkaska ball, 1:20 to go here in the third, 48-29 Suhai. Blazers on the inbounds. Dave Watson, Ray Bell here in Sheboygan for Blue Devil Girls Basketball, District 34 semifinals. Kalkaska and Suhai. Suhai's never trailed, though the Blazers made it tight for a while in the second quarter. A big third quarter has put the Blue Devils up here by 19. They were up by 20 a moment ago. Now this is Roost. Roost over to Judd. Judd kicks it back to Disbrow. Minute to go in the third quarter. 48-29 Suhai. Now back at half court, Disbrow. Disbrow running away from Knowles. Puts it up, right hand no good. The follow no good for Roost. Another shot over the rim, it won't fall. Contact made. 49.7 seconds left in the third, and over the back call will be called on the Blazers. And it's on the Blazers' Julie Moore, number 32. That is her, or no, they give it to Porter. That's her fourth. 40 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 48-29 Suhai. Alaspa, free throw line extended for three, short. Rebound, Suhai Kelgar. Kelgar chased it down midcourt. Now Knowles. Knowles hangs on to it. Knowles underneath to Alaspa. Up and in. Nice play by Lily.
Well, that was a tough shot. They had three girls coming at her, but she still finished.
Full court press by Suhai. Kalkaska pushes it. 14 seconds to go in the quarter. Wilkinson. Wilkinson underneath. She carries the ball, says Senegnus' Don Gustafson, the referee. It's Suhai ball. 10.9 seconds to go in the third.
And by changing the press, making it more intense, Kalkaska's gotten more into a running game and taking quick shots than what they were doing in the first half.
Now the Blue Devils will walk the ball up the floor. Cross half court now. This is Alaspa. Alaspa nearly traveled, throws the ball back out to Kelgar. Kelgar to Knowles. Horn's going to sound at the horn. Bell puts it up. It's good. Mackenzie Bell, that's not the first time she's done it, at the horn for Sioux High to end the third quarter of play. And the Blue Devils have a 53-29 lead going into the one-minute break. It's a 53-29 Blue Devil lead in girls basketball. Back in 1 minute at 1230 WSOO. Back to Sheboygan as we start the fourth quarter. Blue Devils up by a bunch of girls basketball. Kelger goes up. That's no good for Sioux High. Rebound goes to Kalkaska, 53-29. Blue Devils are the lead, and the Blazers throw it down right wing corner for three. That's off the top of the backboard. Rebound comes out to the free throw line. Pinballs out to half court. Loose ball picked up over the and back on Kalkaska. And it will be Sioux High ball as Knowles tried to chase it down with 7:29 to go here in the fourth. 53-29 Blue Devils. Big, big third quarter for Sioux High.
Yeah, the Sioux High looked much more like the team that we're used to seeing play.
25 points they score in that third quarter on the Blazers, and they only allowed seven. 25-7 they outscored them. Now that shot last, but no good. Free throw line extended. Knowles off the rim and out. Rebound picked up by Bell. Whistle. Did she step out? Yes, she did, says Don Gustafson. That's a good call. Mackenzie Bell stepped on the baseline. Kalkaska ball right in our living room, right underneath where our broadcast perch is. Gustafson will hand the ball off to Lauren Judd. 53-29 Blue Devils. And now this is picked up by Lauren Judd. Judd brings it down. Judd cross half court, nearly ran into Markham for Kalkaska, guarded by Alaspa is Lauren Judd. Judd, low crossover dribble, up high on the left wing side. She'll roll up top with it. Now Disbro, back it goes. Free throw line extended. They'll kick it back, right wing side. Disbro over the rim. Rebound, it goes out of bounds. Back to Sioux High.
Nice job by Sioux High. They boxed out, so they're going to get the ball right back. Chance to add to their lead and run an efficient offense.
Blue Devils with a 53-29 lead, 6:40 to go here in the fourth quarter here in the Old River Town, as the Blue Devils looking to move on to the district final against either Boyne City or Sheboygan here in Sheboygan on Friday night. Now McLean gets fouled by Wilkinson, who reached in her third. Erickson and Haller, the story in that third quarter. Overall, Erickson has 16 points to Haller's 15.
And I like how Erickson was looking to score more than in this game.
Yes. And I also like, to that point, Ray, she more aggressive, going to the basket, and she's such a good free throw shooter. There's a good chance at her 6 foot, 6 foot one frame, she's going to get fouled.
Yes.
And the free throw, second one, no good, and Sioux High gets it back. 55-29, or actually it was good, as McLean on the free throws. And now it's 55-29, Sioux High with a lead. 6.5 to go in the ball game. They'll lob it on the right wing side to the Blazers. Reach and foul on Haller, her third. And the inbounds near the right in front of the Sioux High bench. Blue Devils with 25 points in that third quarter. They outscore Kalkaska 25 points to 7 for the Blazers. Now left side for three, rolls off the rim. Rebound Blue Devils. Here comes Sioux High Alaspa. Alaspa in transition has numbers. Bounce pass underneath. She probably should have shot at Haller. Back outside to Knowles. Back to midcourt McLean. 6 and change left. And now underneath Erickson. Nice move. Right hand up and in.
Yes. And I like how Haller didn't really have a good shot, so she kicked the ball out. Reset your offense to get a quality shot.
Lauren Judd with the ball with under 6 to go. Sioux High in a rugby scrum. And a jump ball possession.
Going to Sioux High, I believe.
The arrow goes to the Devils, as Ray alluded to. Erickson in the inbounds. Whiteford will come in now for the Blazers. Substitutions for the Kalkaska Blazers and their head coach, Cassie Burkham. Blue Devils will walk the ball up the floor. 5:50 to go. 57-29 Sioux High. Alaspa to Knowles. Knowles now guarded by Wilkinson. In the low block, they feed it again to Erickson. Erickson's bad pass, tried to go back to Knowles. Knocked away by Wilkinson. Wilkinson caught her off guard there. Sioux High in the inbounds underneath.
Yeah, off her hand, off her face, and out of bounds, back to Sioux High.
It pinballed. Bow back to free throw line, extended Alaska, directing traffic. The senior guard now fakes a three. Low block, McLean. Give and go. There's Alaska. Bounce pass underneath, up and in.
Suhai basketball. Get it in. Cut to the basket. If it's there, you get the pass back.
59-29 Blue Devils. Now right wing side. Back to midcourt, Disbro. Disbro hanging on. Guarded by Knowles. Loose ball, Disbro. Jordan picks it up. Disbro hanging on to the ball. 24 points for Disbro tonight. 24 of the 29 for the Blazers. The lob it underneath. It's stolen away. Here comes Erickson. Erickson now pushing it down the floor. Now with relative ease, she'll go to the hoop. Up and in with the right hand. Boy, the aggressiveness she is showing. This is what we've been looking for all season long from her. And she certainly brought it tonight. Now Wilkinson dribbles off the foot. Loose ball, Suhai Erickson. Lob pass transition. Here comes Alaspa, left hand up at it.
Great pass by Erickson. A little touch to it so Alaspa can run under it and get it in stride.
63-29, Blue Devils are the lead. Clock rolling with 4.5 to go. Here in the ball game, Disbro for three off the rim, rebound into the hands of Markham. Back outside, right wing side, Kalkaska. This is Judd underneath, shot no good, and a foul on McLean, her third.
Yeah, that's not really a good foul. You got to learn, she gets the ball, just turn around, give her the shot, box her out, get the ball back.
To the line will be Markham for Kalkaska. 63-29 Blue Devils. Second half has been a good one for the Devils. The first free throw no good for Markham. She'll shoot another.
Suhai's been able to force tempo, make it up tempo, and Briscoe of Kalkaska isn't making as many shots because now she's having to work so much harder.
Pat Bennett calling off the dogs. He gets some bench players into the game. Now that shot was no good, but the putback up and in for Whiteford and Kalkaska. And it's 63-31 Suhai. Mackenzie Bell, Lissa DeMolin, Jordan Haller out there with Emily McLean, and Taylor Pratt in for Suhai. Pratt to McLean, up and in with the right hand.
A nice job by Pratt coming off the screen. Good bounce pass to McLean in a spot where she can take it in stride and go up and score.
Hannah Evo will check in a moment. And Pat continues to unload his bench. Sage and Nolan will come in. Now right wing side, here comes Disbro. Nice move to the hoop and in.
That was a great move.
26 points for Disbro tonight. Mackenzie Bell walks the ball up the floor. 3:40 to go in the fourth. 65-33 Suhai. Now Pratt. Bounce pass. Nice give and go. DeMolin's there and Alyssa hits the shot.
Deja vu to what just happened.
Disbro walks it up. 3:25 to go. Nearly thrown away. Whiteford has it. Low runner. Up no good for the charity stripe. Rebound Suhai. Here comes DeMolin. On the outlet. This is Taylor Pratt. Pratt now dribble drive, right hand up and in for Taylor Pratt.
Three possessions in a row. She either scored or gets two assists.
69-33 Suhai with the lead. And this is Wilkinson hanging on to it. Haller defending at the charity stripe. Dribble drive underneath for Markham. Markham left wing side for three. Wilkinson over the rim. Rebound Suhai. Blue Devils, Mackenzie Bell. 2:50 to go in the ball game. Whistle on the play. And Pat wants a timeout to the Blue Devils. Pat Bennett will call it. 69-33 the score. Again at halftime, it was 28-22 Suhai. 25 points in the third quarter and the more of the same in the fourth. I don't know if Pat told them long walk to Sheboygan or to the Sioux and from Sheboygan. And I tell you what, they awoken in this second half, and this is the team we saw earlier on in the season.
Yes, that looks like Suhai basketball. Great defense, forcing turnovers, getting easy baskets, playing with a lot of energy, wearing teams out with their defense.
69-33 the score. Ray and I will be back here in Sheboygan on a Friday night tip-off show. It's 6:45 here at 1230 WSOO. We'll be going up against Laker hockey, but that's fine. You can watch the Lakers and listen to us. Well, listen to Matt. Listen to us. We're joking. Matt Pocket will have that over in the SFM, but a lot of local teams doing well. Good luck to Damon Witten and the Lakers on Friday night against UMass in the East Region semifinals in Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Yes.
And now the Taylor Pratt. Pratt down low. This is Hannah Evo. Evo gets it back out now. This is over to DeMolin to Nolan. Now Nolan, right wing side, Bell. Long shot, no good. The rebound goes to Suhai. Hannah. Hannah Evo with a shot. She'll turn under the rim. DeMolin gets tied up with Whiteford. Jump ball in the arrow. We'll go to the Blazers, 69-33, Sioux High. 2:26 to go here in the fourth.
Yep, if you got the ball, when in doubt, if you got a good shot, go ahead and take it.
69-33, Blue Devils. And Wilkinson walks the ball to the floor. 2:20 to go in the fourth. Blue Devils will march on to the district championship game. Second straight year they'll play for the district final, and it will be the third in 4 years for this program. Disbro, nice move, right hand up and in.
A good, strong move.
28 points for Jordan Disbro. 69-35, Sioux High. Blue Devils left wing corner, rolling up top, Pratt. Nice bounce pass, DeMolin. Puts it up and in, does Alyssa.
Yeah, Pratt has that bounce pass down coming from that side of the floor.
71-35, Sioux High. Now Disbro. Disbro, crossover dribble. Now right wing side. Underneath, this is corralled by Sioux High. DeMolin couldn't hang on, goes out of bounds. 1:38 left here in the fourth quarter of play. But you know, you said it, Ray. Free throw shooting and hitting your transition buckets off turnovers, that's been the big difference in this second half.
Yes, it has.
And Sioux High, when they're running the floor and doing that, able to do the up-tempo, there's not too many teams that can be able to combat that. Now this is Pratt. Pratt drives the lane. Nice move. Right hand won't fall. Rebound in the hands of the Blazers, and Kalkaska brings it down with a minute 20 to go. We'll have the post-game show. Coach Bennon will join us here following tonight's game. Final stats, much more on the way coming up. Stay tuned. And now Kalkaska with a ball up top. Blazers, this is played by Simpkins, Laura Lee Simpkins. She gets entangled with Pratt going for the loose ball. 1:07 to go in the fourth quarter of play. 71-35, Sioux High with the lead. Disbro will leave, getting hugs. What a tremendous job by her. She's a senior. Her season comes to an end, her Kalkaska career. What a way to go out.
She played a phenomenal game. She's a great ball player.
28 points. She single-handedly, her and Maddie Wilkinson, kept their team in it for a long time. Up high in the post, this is Bell. Nice shot up and in. Mackenzie Bell up high to that right post, hits that shot. Two-point shot at a 73-35, Sioux High. 45 seconds to go. Now this is Roost over to Judd. Judd loses it. Judd tries to pick it up. Loose ball on the play. 40.6 seconds to go here in the fourth. 73-35, Sioux High. And the Blazers will inbound underneath.
A good defensive play by Evo. She got her hand on it and forced the ball out of bounds.
Kalkaska in the inbound, stolen away by Bell. Here comes Sioux High. Mackenzie Bell pushes the ball up the floor, 35 seconds left. Bell, open lane, right hand up and in.
Yeah, she says, hey, you're going to give me that shot. I'll take the layup.
7 points for Bell. 25 seconds to go here in the fourth, 75-35, Blue Devils. They'll kick it back outside. This might be the most points Sioux High scored all season. It's I think it might be right up there.
Yeah, most and points we've seen.
Yeah, definitely. And loose ball on the floor, rugby scrum ensued. It will be Kalkaska ball as Sioux High will inbound or play defense on it. And 14 seconds to go. They'll run the clock out as the Blazers. This is Judd running out of bounds and also carried. And that will do it as the clock will run out. 75-35, the final score. Sioux High marching on to the district's championship game as they have a big fourth quarter and they win this game, or big second half, 75-35 over the Kalkaska Blazers. Sioux High will play for the district final, their third in four years, on Friday night against the winner of the next game between Boyne City and Sheboygan. And that will be here in Sheboygan. We'll tell you more about that here in our post-game show. 75-35, Sioux High wins it. Coach Bennon will make an appearance, final totals, and much more. Sioux High wins this one, 75-35 over Kalkaska. Back in 3 minutes on 1230 WSOO. Back at the Sheboygan High Gym, District 34 semifinals as Sioux High wins this one over the Kalkaska Blazers here in Sheboygan by a score of 75-35 to the totals here in our post-game show. Coach Bennon will be coming up as well here momentarily, but we have a chance, I think, to get to the final totals for this one. Leading the way for Kalkaska, 28 points for the Blazers, Jordan Disbro. Outstanding effort by her. 4 points of Maddie Wilkinson, two in the game from Shayna Whiteford in the losing cause, and one from Lauren Judd at the free throw line. They were 4-10 for the game for the charity stripe, and then also in the threes, they connected on 5 for the game, 2 in the second half, and 7 2-point field goals for the game as well. 11 points in the first quarter, 11 in the second, 7 in the third, 6 in the final quarter of play. Sioux High led by Claire Erickson with 20 points here for Sioux High. 15 points from Jordan Haller, 11 from Lily Alaspa in the winning cause. They also had 7 from Mackenzie Bell off the bench, 5 from Alyssa DeMolin off the bench, and 5 from Emily McLean as well. Sioux High from the free throw line, 16 of 22 for the game, 9 of 11 in that second half of play. They connected on 3 threes and 24 two-point field goals. 20 points in the first quarter, 8 in the second. That was their worst quarter. Again, it was only 28-22 at the break. 25 points in the third quarter, and then 22 to close it out. They outscored Kalkaska 25-7 in that final quarter of play, and they move on to the win. Coach Bennett is making his way over here to join Ray and I, and Ray will hand him the headset here in the post-game show. Sioux High wins this one 75-35. We'll get Patrick all mic'd up here, and nice second half, Pat. Well, I know what you're bringing
up. You guys
up.
Were a little worried at half, or what?
We actually appreciated the close game, so we could do a little more in-depth analysis.
I thought we'd keep everybody on the air for a little longer.
I'll tell you what, it's 28-22 at the break, but they put the pedal to the metal in the second half and able to cruise to the victory, 75-35.
Well, and you watch the first half, you could see they were, and that's tournament time. I think they were all thinking, hey, this could be my last game. And as give Kalkaska credit, they hit some shots. And as that got tighter, you could see our shoulders get tight and everything was getting, and we were missing layups and things just weren't bouncing. And we just had to get into the locker room. I told them all, take 10 seconds, take a deep breath, and let's get back. I think they all thought I was going to peel the paint off the walls, but I didn't. And, at the end of the day, they came out and performed like they're capable of. Anytime you can outscore somebody 47-13.5, that's pretty impressive.
Jordan Disbro, 28 points. It's a heck of a player there.
Yeah, we knew that coming in. I had said she's solid, and, she hits shots, to give her credit, but not only can she shoot, she can take the ball to the hole. I mean, she's just a good player, overall player, and, she had 28 of the 33 probably, yes, or whatever they had. So, that's an impressive outing by her, and that's March, and that's a kid playing as a senior, knowing that this is her last game, and she's going to give it everything she's got.
So what did you there you go. I love it.
Oh, I love Sheboygan.
Jason Friday coming over with a duct tape. I like that. That's why I like Jason Abel to comes over and get a duct tape pack. Go ahead, Ray.
So what do you think you have to improve upon from this game to Friday night to win?
I think the big thing is one, we got to understand that you got to play that 16 minutes and a half. We were diving all over the floor, loose balls, getting into pass lanes. I think sometimes we try to gamble and we think we can steal it, pick everybody's pocket instead of just playing position defense. And that's what we talked about halftime, is make them pick up the ball and then everybody else read and react to it. And we do a much better job of that. That's number one. I think obviously, make layups, but that's been our MO all year. I mean, we just, for whatever reason, I said to Jim on the bench, I don't know if anybody watched it last night, but I said, we look like Tennessee women's basketball team because we can't throw it in the ocean from a foot away right now. They did in the second half, and I thought Claire Erickson played a whale of a ball game tonight.
I was going to bring that up. I like the aggressiveness with her. This is the most aggressive I thought she was, getting her ball down low. And I said on the air to Ray, to the listeners as well, that at 6'1", if she gets to the basket, there's chances are if she don't make the shot, she's going to get fouled anyways.
Yeah, and that's something we've talked about as this year's progressed, and we put in a new set where we want to get her with the back to the basket. And that kind of went back to what we watched on film against Marquette. We got physically beat up inside against Marquette, and we realized we needed to get an inside presence, and obviously Claire and Emily can provide that, but we got to be willing to get it in there and create things. And I think part of it was we became so perimeter happy, and we were hitting shots against other teams, but You can't rely on the three. If you live and die by the three, eventually they'll come back and bite you. You got to be able to go inside some, and I think that's going to be critical for us down this road.
Free throw shooting and transition game off the turnovers are pretty much the difference, and that's Suhai's MO, and that's clicking on the transition game. But it was nice to see the free throw shooting, you know, and Erickson was outstanding from the charity stripe, and it seemed like that kind of melded into everybody else.
Yeah, and I think she kind of calmed us down. And the big thing is, and again, we just got to look at like what we did for that 60 minutes, and they played relaxed. That's the biggest thing. And I knew they'd be tense, nerved up, you know, the way things are, pressures, they're feeling pressure. But you know what? You got to take that off. And that's why I told them in the locker room, you know, it's supposed to be fun, and we're not having fun. I said it's work, and that's a bad four-letter word, a lot worse than a lot of other ones I use.
Yeah,
we got to go out and have fun.
Yeah, we don't like the work, especially this guy. Yeah. But congrats on the win. We'll talk to you on Friday in the district final.
All right, thanks, Dave.
All right,
thanks,
Ray and I will be back to wrap things up, close up shop. Next game preview coming up here in a moment. Suhai will play either Boyd City or Sheboygan. We'll talk about that in a moment. To close shop up here from Sheboygan, Suhai wins it 75-35. Back in 1 minute at 12:30 WSOO. Welcome back to Sheboygan. Suhai wins in the District 34 semifinals in Sheboygan in girls basketball, 75-35. Blue Devils moving on to their third district championship game in 4 years, and they'll play on Friday night back here in Sheboygan. It takes us to our next game preview. Suhai girls basketball will be back in action Friday here in the Old River Town here in Sheboygan, the Sheboygan High Gym. Blue Devils will take on the winner of the second game that will take place here momentarily between the Boynt City Ramblers and the Sheboygan Chiefs. And Ray, with the, of course, the way the winner of that contest is, both those teams are improved. I think it's a flip of coin. Adam Stefanski, the athletic director and now head coach of girls basketball, of course, from Detour. You know him quite well when he coached against you at Mackinac City. Boynt City's a good team, third place in that Lake Michigan Conference. Then you have Sheboygan, a much improved Chiefs team, and Barry Salter's team has done very well this year. They played well against Suhai in their one game. It's a pretty much a pick'em game between Boynt City and Sheboygan, and whoever it is, we know they'll be ready for Suhai on Friday.
Now, as a coach, if I was in Pat's shoes, I'm hoping this game's physical, like three overtimes.
All that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Well, Sheboygan involved, there's a chance it will be.
Yes.
As the Chiefs, especially under Barry Salter, have been known to be physical. But that on Friday, hey, if they play like that in the second half, you know, really shouldn't be a lot of worries as Suhai if they could capsule what they did in that second half. And that's pretty much why Suhai's been successful, of how they played in the second half with their aggressive defense, the transition game, and also able to connect on your free throws. You do that, they're in good shape.
Yep. And kind of like Coach Bennin said, you're a little nervous that first game. March Madness, you see all the upsets the first or second game. As a coach, you want not a real easy game, but you want a game that you know you can win, so when you have that struggles, you can get through it. And now they should be relaxed, and they're going to go out and have a fun Friday night, hopefully.
And a reminder that we'll have a wrap-up, I will, of tonight's game on the 12:30 WSO Morning Show with the Moose, Mark San Angelo, tomorrow morning. Of course, the Moose comes on about 6 to 9, and during sports, he sends it to yours truly for a quick wrap-up of the game from the previous night. We'll have a wrap-up of the Kalkaska-Suhai game on Mark San Angelo's Morning Show on the 12:30 WSO Morning Show coming up tomorrow morning. Listen for that. And Moose comes on about 6, and 6 to 9, he'll have that. And we'll have a wrap-up each hour, or whenever he feels like playing it during sports, we'll have it on here on Radio Sioux. Replays of Blue Devil broadcasts can be heard at podcast.1230wsoo.com. You have been listening to Suhai Girls Basketball on the official radio home of Blue Devil Athletics, 1230 WSOO. For my partner, Ray Bell, tonight's broadcast engineer, Emily Pentecost, I'm Dave Watson saying the final score from Sheboygan in the District 34 semifinals in Division 2. It was the Suhai Blue Devils 75 and the Kalkaska Blazers 35. That will do it for now. Until next time, we are out of here.